BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, when we took over BBC 3, they let us announce the programmes on Thursday night, and it got better. Also, we speak to my new friend off of BBC One, which we met that night. Scott and Chris, it's the final challenge, Challenge 10. But will I win the whole week? And also, what age is the cut-off point for still having posters on your wall?
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
And good morning. You all right? It's Friday! Morning, Chris.
Do you know what? I'm going to miss this. I miss even this little song thing at the start.
Yeah, you go.
I sort of sing along. But I also miss sleep.
Oh, I love sleep.
And that's a kind of balance that we have to make with all this, I guess.
Sleep wasn't really on when I got in last night. I was too stressed after the BBC Three debacle.
But the problem is, for me, it feels like I slept with you last night. As I was saying this to our producer,
what?
Chris. No, you know what I mean? In that, it only feels like a couple of hours ago that I was with you. And I was.
Let's not get it twisted. We did not sleep together.
Well, technically.
Went to your house.
I said, yes, I know. Obviously, I did. Obviously, I'm not saying anything like that. This has gone horribly wrong already.
Oh, right. You mean, like, it feels about 5 minutes ago since we saw each other.
I said goodnight to you. And Next thing I know, I was up again.
I know. So last night we were announcing the programmes on BBC Three. It's your stupid fault after saying it was easy earlier this week. How you like it now then, huh?
I know. Well, we'll talk about
it. Yeah, we will talk about it. There's a lot to talk about. I'm so sorry if you were watching the programmes on BBC Three last night.
Oh, by the way, the Aniston thing's gone viral as well.
What's happened?
It's got loads of views, isn't it?
How many?
It's on in America and stuff as well.
Oh, not again.
We're at 373,000.
Serious?
In one day, yeah. Weird, isn't it?
See, I think my YouTube thing's broken because yesterday it was like 15,000.
Which is good.
Like, well, it's all right, but the trouble is we've been spoilt now, haven't we? The last one was 11 million.
Do you think we got blasé or something?
Well, I was like, well, 15,000, that's like a good innuendo bingo.
Yeah, but I'd take that for that shambles of an interview.
Anyway, lots to discuss this morning. Let's start with Imagine Dragons and a bit of Jessie J. It's Friday.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And it's time. It's 6:43. Good morning to Sean, who found himself watching all of the programmes on BBC Three last night just to hear us mess it up in between. Like, it got better.
It's, yes. Well, yes, it started awfully, though.
Awful. I'm so stressed. So stressed.
You walked out.
Well, I had my head in my hands. I was like, I'm a professional. And that went wrong. Someone says, why didn't you introduce Family Guy? Couldn't stay that late. Got to be up at 5, innit?
No, we did the EastEnders one, then we're off.
Oh, yeah, that went well as well.
That was a calamity.
We need to talk about this later.
We'll talk about that.
So sorry if you watched BBC Three last night. Someone's been on going, oh my goodness, I just saw the Jennifer Aniston interview. Speechless is one word.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Can I talk about an email that I've just received?
Go.
Last few minutes. It's from a popular clothes website that I'm new to. You got me onto it. Do you remember it?
Yeah.
Rhymes with pathos.
Yeah.
I just received an email from them, an interesting one this. So I ordered something a while ago and sort of left it from there. So obviously I've logged in, probably left card details and things like that. You know what I mean? Because you type in your billing address and then next time you go to order something, it's all there.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting one, this. So I've just got something from ASOS and it says, your ASOS order is your pathos order is due for delivery on the 19th of August.
Yes.
Okay. But the thing is, I've ordered nothing since.
Now, hang on a second. No, you were telling me that you had ordered something. I think you've ordered it tired.
No. I ordered something ages ago. That arrived anyway. So I've reordered something else. And what I've got a feeling has happened here is my girlfriend has logged onto my computer and is now ordering stuff because conveniently this is going to her home address. Her family home.
Oh, is it? Oh, that makes it a whole lot different.
That's what I'm thinking. But it's a bizarre one, this, because obviously I've received the email because it's my account.
Nah. So she's ordering with your monies.
The delivery address has changed to the family home.
That's curious, that. You might want to have a word.
Not sure.
Then how do you bring that up?
I'm not sure, really.
Is she ordering stuff and billing it to you?
Yeah, I'm just trying to work out now exactly what it is that she's...
Yeah, well, can't you find what the items are? They'll be in your cart, won't they?
Aye, that's a good point. But I don't know what I'm going to do to approach this with her.
I had a really scary moment on Wednesday. So I got home and opened my post, and it was a red letter, and I hate those. Normally I ignore them. I used to. When I did early breakfast, I was like, oh, it's a red one. I'll do that tomorrow.
What do you mean? I thought red ones were generally good. I thought that was the point, isn't it? Red letter day. Isn't it red?
No. Red ones you want to deal with as quickly as possible because they're coming for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, please tell me you haven't been putting the red ones away.
No, I just...
Where are you? What are you doing with the red letters?
Don't worry about
it. Oh, no. So I open it and it's like, you have not paid your TV licence. I know. Now, here at the BBC, I think you kind of have to do that if you work here. Because otherwise they get... Well, I think you can be fired.
Right.
So I went into a massive, massive panic. I had a proper stress on. So I'm ringing up the TV licence people going, please, I'll pay it now. I'll pay it now. I'm really sorry. And they were like, can we just check the first line of your address? So I gave them that. And they're like, are you at number 5? And I was like, no. So I've opened somebody else's post.
Oh, good.
So, like, because I didn't, you know when you're a bit tired... I just saw the street and I was like, yeah, that's me. Opened it. So I'm fine. Don't fire me, BBC.
But you don't strike me as someone that would deliver when a post goes the wrong way, that you would...
I popped it round to number 5.
Do you, though?
Yes.
I just can't imagine that. Scott Bills.
I did. What?
Scott Bills.
Why do we have to bring that up?
That was my favourite headline ever, that.
That was a long time ago.
Something about a moped, wasn't it?
There was a moped that I got and I forgot to pay a couple of bills... And then it says lazy headline on the paper, isn't it? Scott Bills and the picture of me with a moped and the unpaid bills. It's easy to just change one name, one letter, isn't it? From M to B. Lazy journalism.
Scott Bills.
Anyway, so Scott's it's bills. Fine. I do pay my licence fee.
Scott Thrills.
Etc.
Scott's Wills.
I was Scott Spills last night. You know when I get tired and I get a bit clumsy?
Mm.
Oh, spilling everything, wasn't I?
Mm.
At BBC Three. Not over the equipment, though, I'd like to point out if you're listening.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
Hello. Pull up, it's Friday. What are you giggling about now?
You don't want to know. Actually, it's only fair that I say, in the interest of fairness, what I'm reading here. And it is the article from...
Oh, just leave it.
But
it was a few years ago.
In a statement, which sounds official, he admitted he was having a bit of a nightmare and added, I didn't realise you couldn't park anywhere.
I didn't... What was my quote?
Your official statement was, I didn't realise you couldn't park anywhere.
Well, I didn't. I thought that if you have one of those bikes, that was the idea of it. Like an electric car, you could... Like, you were free of paying... That's kind of why I got it. Well, that went wrong, didn't it? Thanks for reading that out. Good morning to Sarah on Twitter, listening already. Brittany's listening in Greece. Matt is listening. It's Friday afternoon in China. They're in the future. Also, Mark is saying, is this your last show today? Yes, Grimmy's back on Monday. Morning to Scotty and Mario and Cheryl and Sam, who says, I've just got in from Results Day celebrations. Good work. To hear you are on the radio already. This is ridiculous. Do I go to sleep? Well, yeah, if you've been out all night, do that. But then we've got a good show today.
Really good.
It's good, yeah. Evie says, I have just seen the... Jennifer Aniston interview. It's way too early to cringe this much. I know. A lot of people have watched it now. It's on the Radio 1 YouTube. Some of the morning shows were talking about it in America yesterday. If anyone's listening in Australia and they can send us a clip of them talking about it on the news there, I'd really like that.
Ridiculous.
I'm obsessed with Australian newscasters. Because that's how they all speak. Right, coming up before 7, I'm going to play Calvin Harris, Thinking About You, and a bit of Paramore, new track. Just need to apologise to anybody watching BBC Three last night. Shall we play the first link that we did?
So, yeah, you're giving context to this, though.
Right, OK, so we were announcing the programmes last night on BBC Three because this idiot said that it looked easy, it sounded easy. It's not.
On paper, it looks easy.
He imagined that you just kind of sit there, feet up, watch a bit of Top Gear, watch a bit of EastEnders, and occasionally, you know, just wake up and say what the shows are. Not at all. There's people shouting in your ears. It's a very stressful experience.
It's all to time. There is all sorts going on.
So I think we should probably, at this point, say to Jen Long.
Oh, big up.
Big up to Jen Long, who does the announcements on BBC Three normally. Because it ain't easy, is it? You take it back, do you?
I do take it back. I take back everything I said. It's actually quite difficult.
So we were on live last night. Now, can I just say, this is not us. This is a technical error. But everything technically went wrong for me yesterday. The Innuendo Bingo messed up. Somebody called us halfway through a chat with Alice Levine and the phone just rang on air in the studio.
I think the point is, even though it was a technical problem with this BBC Three thing, you've got to bear in mind this was the first link, this was the first sort of chance for us to show what we could do as the continuity announcers on BBC Three.
Well, no, we completely missed the first chance to speak.
Good point, actually. The first link we just didn't do.
No, because there's a bit where you're supposed to go, hi, welcome to BBC Three, and we've got some good shows for you tonight. That didn't happen. We didn't do it. No one told us to speak, though.
Yeah.
And then, so we're like, okay, right, we'll make up for it now, because we've not spoken. We're supposed to speak then. We didn't. So let's do a good one, lads. So here's our first moment on air, live last night on BBC Three. Welcome to Three Words. No! On cocaine capital of the world, and at 9 o'clock, brand new, Abby tries to get.
I've been assured this was not set up, but when you listen back, it is potentially the worst link that has ever been on UK radio.
TV.
TV, even. And when you watch a film like The King's Speech, you know, where they do all the sort of vocal warm ups and things like that.
So disappointed.
It's embarrassing.
So stressed. Where can people watch that video? Can we tweet it? Yeah.
Do you know what?
Let's tweet it now.
Tweet it, Facebook it, and also find it on the Radio 1. If you type in Chris Scott BBC 3 on YouTube, you can find it.
I strongly suggest you watch it because our faces, when we find out that that's what it sounded like, are a treat.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can I just put this out there this early on a Friday morning? What's the cut-off age for having posters on your wall?
It's a good question.
Like, when should you stop doing that? Like, if you're a One Direction fan and you're 12, 13, 14, I think that's absolutely fine.
Hmm.
Now, I probably shouldn't have been looking, but I saw someone's Skype conversation yesterday. I was just kind of looking over their shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
And this person had pictures of Nicole Scherzinger. I know. In their bedroom. It looked like their bedroom. And I'm saying this person was, I think, probably, I would say, 24.
I suppose, like, you'll get loads of students on now saying that they got, because there's always, when you start at uni, there's always like a giant poster sale.
Yeah.
And generally they're all the same posters, but because you want to decorate your room, you know, on a budget.
I think if it's like, what kind of posters do you have at uni? Is it like film posters?
There's a poster of a load of blokes sitting on a piece of scaffolding in New York, I think it is.
That's
one that's always on.
Yeah. Is the man holding the baby still on?
Not sure. I had a giant Rocky poster.
Oh, surprise.
But it's, you know what I mean? It's that kind of thing.
I get that, because it's a film one, right? But if you're 24 and you've got a picture still of a pop star on your wall, isn't that a bit weird?
I think it's weird, especially weird if it's a pop star that you liked when you were younger. So if you've had that poster, what I'm saying is if you've had that poster since you were 13, you know, and you've still got it at 26, that's a little bit odd.
What, like your Rachel Stevens one you've still got?
Nice. That's a calendar anyway. That's not a poster. And it's.
Can we retell the story about the calendars, please?
No.
Please. It's my absolute favourite story.
Which one is this? The one about
where your gran has been funding the posters without realising every
realize.
Christmas.
Yes.
Right, so go.
So what happens is my granny sends a very small, like a token amount of money to my mum to then buy a Christmas present for us.
Yeah.
But then
she doesn't know what to get.
Doesn't want to give responsibility for it. So it's always done sort of anonymous kind of thing from my gran. Anyway, so I always receive a calendar every year.
Yeah.
And
who buys the calendar?
So my mum has to go out and buy it.
Oh, okay.
Which I kind of
on behalf of your gran.
On behalf of my gran.
Yeah.
But then I always have to then call my gran and say thank you very much for the present, and she'll always go along with it. So she'll be like,
oh. Yeah, did you buy anything good, nice? Good.
Yeah. She'll be like, oh, I'm glad you pleased. No, because she pretends it's all big pretense that she's got it. And what she doesn't realise...
Oh, I see, right.
...is that for a good 10 years now, she's been buying me predominantly
the Hollyoaks
Babes calendar. One year, a couple of years we deviated with Holly Valance and Rachel Stevens. But by and large, it's the Hollyoaks Babes.
Every year?
Yeah.
And she's like, but she goes along with it because you're supposed to have thought that she's bought it.
Yeah.
So that's my absolute
favourite. I'm really pleased you enjoy it. I thought of you. It's like, I know my mum's been out and bought it.
Thanks for the Hollyoaks Babes calendar, Gran.
Yeah.
Hello, Radio 1.
Morning, Scott.
Hello, who's that, please?
Hi, it's Nin from Leicester.
What's going on, Nin?
I listened to the Scott versus Chris challenge yesterday.
Yes.
And I really enjoyed it.
Oh, this is the one where we were in the cinema and we just stood up and did our own announcements.
Yeah, I want to give that a go.
Yeah, it's quite cringe, because there are people there, but we just decided to do it during the trailers, just to announce what was coming up.
I definitely think that Chris sounded like a town crier during that.
Do you know what? A few people messaged me saying this. I can't quite remember, because it was a very, very busy show yesterday.
Let me find it. Here he is.
Coming up at 6:30 is The Conjuring! But now, on this screen, is... Bravo Alpha Papa Alan Partridge now.
Yeah, you do a bit.
I think part of the reason I sound like a town crier is, do you remember that town crier from the royal wedding?
I loved him. He was the one that got all the royal family mixed up.
He was calling wrong people grandparents and stuff like that, wasn't he?
And also, we found out that he wasn't supposed to be there. He was on every news channel, but had just rocked up and decided to be a town crier that day. Here he is.
New Prince.
No.
And the great Red Child of the Royal Highness, the Prince of Wales.
Wrong. You're doing it wrong. The third grandchild of Her Majesty the Queen and the great grandchild of the Prince of Wales. No.
All wrong.
All wrong.
I thought he was supposed to be there. I definitely didn't notice he got it wrong.
He got it wrong and he wasn't really supposed to be there. I think people thought that he was employed by the palace. He wasn't. He's just a town crier that can turn up at any event.
It's no different than me turning up.
Yeah, anyone could have done it. I just wish I'd thought of it first.
We could all invest in bells and hats and just take it up as a hobby.
I know.
Like, you could definitely catch on.
Fair play to him, though. He was on TV around the globe.
That's quite good.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, there's another Scott versus Chris challenge today.
What's that?
It's a little game we played last night, live on BBC Three.
Right.
8:45.
Okay.
Have a good day, Nin. Love you, bye.
Okay, thank you, bye. BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's all going on. We were in absolute shambles last night, introducing the programmes on BBC Three. If you missed it, I'll just give you a little taster of what the first link sounded like. So this is our first appearance on air, live on BBC Three, last night.
Welcome to Three Minutes.
Brilliant.
Shambles. Utter shambles.
Also, the Jennifer Aniston interview that Chris did has gone viral again. It was on the front page of a lot of the online papers and showbiz columns last night. They're talking about it on morning shows in America, like they did with the Mila Kunis thing. So that's going off. You can't really do much about it. Once you've put the video out, it's just like, I don't know. There's no control, is there?
Leave them to it.
Yeah. See what happens. Morning, Siobhan.
Hello.
You're right.
I'm not too bad, you?
Yeah, really good. Where are you?
I'm in Essex.
How can I help?
I was listening to you this morning about the whole posters thing.
Yeah.
And a few years ago now, when I was 20, I was seeing this guy, and he's really sweet, and then he wanted me to meet his parents. So we went back to his house, and we went into his room, and he had posters of, like, Britney Spears from, like, 99 all over his wall, like, booby pictures everywhere.
Oh, booby pictures.
Hideous. It was horrible.
And how old would he have been then, do you think?
He was, like, 27.
No, that's not right.
No, sorry.
Really cringe.
No.
No, but hang on. So did he have his own place as well?
No.
It was his mum's?
He lived at home. Yeah, it was at his mum's house. And he had, like, a single bed, loads of posters, and, like, car posters as well that had been there for, like, years.
And Britney Spears, 99 posters?
Yeah. All over, like staring me in the face.
And was that it then?
Yeah, that was it.
No. So
you never saw him again?
No, it didn't last very long at all. It was really cringe-worthy.
Yeah. See, what are we saying about people who are 24 and have M&M posters up still?
He's not really cool anymore, is he? I don't know. He just writes about, like, being depressed all the time.
Yeah.
And he's really angry. He is angry.
Yeah,
I'm 24. I don't have posters on my wall. It's cringe.
What do you think the cut-off age is, though?
Like 18, 19.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's too cringe.
Some people are saying, is it okay if you have framed posters as an adult?
That's a good point.
I think
that's
framed...
even worse.
Why?
It's, like, worth a lot of money and that you've, like, you've gone to an auction or something to buy it. But
why is it being framed worse?
Because it's, like, framed. It's, like, you're really proud of it. Like, if you had a framed M&M poster or a Britney Spears poster, it'd be like, don't touch my poster.
Yeah, you've gone to effort. You haven't just stuck that on the wall. You've actually spent time framing it.
It's true. I'd love to see a framed, like, 90s Britney picture.
Yeah.
Something tragic about it.
If it was, like, worth loads of money, it'd be amazing. Like, if you had, like, a 25,000-piece collection, it'd be brilliant. But just on its own, to be framed in your house is a big no-no.
I hear you. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So the Jennifer Aniston interview is going quite well on the internet.
I feel incredibly like they put loads of makeup on me because they said I didn't look showbiz enough to be interviewing you. So I'm wearing all the bronzers.
By the way, they've done very lovely work because
I
can't even tell.
Because I feel like a pig in a wig.
Well...
Do you know what that is? Are you familiar with that phrase or?
A pig in a wig.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what it is, but I could try to.
It's kind of what you imagine, I think.
But you don't look like a pig or a wig.
Okay.
Or a pig in a wig.
Videos online on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. If you've not seen it yet, check it out. It's awkward.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What about if you're at university and you rip out the Torso of the Week posters and have a fit man wall?
That's weird.
That's not that weird.
It is weird because it's just torsos everywhere, isn't it?
No. Okay, right. That's from Becky in Nottingham. Now, Chris, we had this conversation off air the other day. You'd not seen Torso of the Week before. It's in one of the popular entertainment magazines. You didn't realise that they put the head on there as well.
Yeah, I didn't at that point. But even with the head, it's still, you know...
They don't just put the torso on you. Like, if it's David Beckham or whatever... You do get his head as well. They don't just cut the head off.
Do you get legs?
Sometimes. Normally it's them just coming out of the sea or just looking ripped. But they definitely do put the head on so you know whose it is. It's just not just torso.
It's always human, I take it as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah, yes. What? Matrix, Future Bound, and Magnetic Eyes. What do you want? A goat?
No, I'm just
torso of the week.
Thinking of
what do you want? That's really weird. That's quite specialist.
No, I'm just thinking of a special, like
no
special week.
It's always people, men. Okay, coming up, I've got 30 Seconds to Mars. Also, a bit of Jay-Z. Next tape at 9 o'clock. Friday tunes for you. It's 9:32. Here's Anthony. I'm such an idiot.
This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
Right, well, I just panicked everybody in the UK by telling them that it was 9:32. And it's not. It's 7:36 now. But people were jumping out of bed and going, ah, God, I'm late!
I think it was just how casually you said it as well.
It's 9:32. It's not. Can I just say that it is... It's Friday morning. It is the 16th of August. And it's definitely before 8 o'clock in the morning. I just thought I was late for work. You made me jump out of bed. Stop saying the wrong time. Sorry.
No,
it was a rookie mistake.
It's a good thing, though, because if you're out of bed now you should be feeling really good because now you've got ages to sleep in.
I'm really sorry about that. That's the most idiotic thing you can do at this time of day. Don't worry about it. It's all fine. The Scott Mills Daily. We had a lot going on yesterday, didn't we?
Busy day.
We announced the programmes on BBC Three last night. I don't know whether you saw this. If not, we'll talk about this after 8 o'clock. There's a lot to say. Mm. You'd think it would be just rocking up and going, and now EastEnders. Really not. And we take back what we said about it being easy. I never said that. You said that.
Absolutely.
So loads going on yesterday. We're quite busy. But then in the background, every time I looked at Twitter, they were talking about the awkward or cringy interview that we've done with Jennifer Aniston. And it's kind of weird because it's not in your control anymore. And every time I looked down, it was like, oh, it was on the Metro and the Mirror. And then in America, they were talking about it in like US Weekly and E! Online. So Wednesday, Chris sat in a hotel room with Jennifer Aniston in London, did an interview, 7 minutes long. And it is making headlines.
But that, I mean, that's what I find bizarre is the Mila Kunis thing, right, was weird. And it, again, completely out of control. But then it's like this, I don't know. I didn't expect all this with this.
I like that some of the headlines are quite rude.
Oh, massively rude, as well. Yeah. I'm generally a mixture of bumbling,
yeah,
awkward.
Awful was one.
Cheers.
That's Australia, though. They're very, very... Like, when have you ever met an Australian that doesn't tell you what they really think?
Yeah, they're quite...
Awful.
They're quite... Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. They tell it like it is.
I think it's all fair.
I think it's great.
I feel like a pig in a wig.
Here's a selection of my favourites.
Chris's gibbering interview with Jennifer Aniston.
Add that to the list. Yep. Gibbering. Write that down.
And why would I write it down?
Just some of the words they use it.
Another amazingly awkward video.
I mean, that... It's like a compliment and insult mix there, isn't
Bumbling
it?
Bumbling BBC reporter Chris Stark interviews Jennifer Aniston.
Bumbling.
Jennifer Aniston's cringeworthy Radio 1 interview.
Yeah. News.
Watch Jennifer Aniston's funniest interview ever. Oh. She talks strip clubs, Ryan Gosling and Watford FC.
They love the bit about Prague, don't they?
Yeah.
They really like that.
Thought the Mila Kunis interview was bad? Radio 1 DJ Chris Stark left red-faced after recalling that time I went to Prague.
It's just a few. And this is from the Today Show in America the other day. Now, this is really funny. This is yesterday on the Today Show, which is like their version of, let's say, BBC Breakfast or Daybreak. Listen to this.
Remember young British radio personality Chris Stark? He interviewed Mila Kunis. Right. He said he only had 10 minutes or so to prepare. He did that interview back in March. The exchange then went viral. I mean, it was like the oddest exchange ever.
Yes.
Had a bad case of nerves. Well... Now he's got a new one out. He interviewed Jennifer Aniston for her new movie, Meet the Millers. Take a look.
Did you know that your name, I only found this out today, is an anagram of finer not in jeans?
And a what?
Finer not in jeans. It's Jennifer Aniston.
No.
It's a good fact, that.
I didn't know that. It's an anagram?
Yeah, so it means all the letters in finer not in jeans is Jennifer Aniston.
That's fantastic.
It's like a premonition for your role.
There you go. Not on jeans.
You gotta
She's
go online
like,
and watch
do I do
the clip.
With this guy?
He starts telling her because I haven't seen the movie, but there's a scene I guess where she does it.
She's a stripper.
Yeah, she's a stripper. Yeah. So he says, "I once went to a strip joint in England where they also served you steak right there while you're watching." She goes, "Oh, that's so interesting." So that's almost like caveman behavior, and he just gets lost down this rabbit trail
gets
of
lost
strip joints.
Down that.
I don't know that,
but
he,
it's performance art.
Yeah, it's not, lost. Not like he's really lost.
Well, he's a comedian,
he's
right?
A funny dude.
I mean,
yeah.
and he's made a career out of this.
Yeah.
So. What is going on?
It's performance art.
He's a comedian, right? No, he's just my mate from Watford.
It's performance art.
It's performance art, though, right? He knows exactly what he's doing. Seriously, guys, it's quite the opposite.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1, a lot of people talking about this One Direction documentary that was on last night. More on this in a bit. Also today, James Arthur's debut album. Yeah? Urban Pop, apparently. It's been a long time, hasn't it?
Mm. Worth the wait.
When did he win it? Did he win it last year?
Did he? Yes.
That feels like ages ago. X Factor's back on, in 2 weeks, I think? And also, Calvin Harris today says that Rita Ora hates his music. It's 7:53.
Good.
This is my favourite bit of the interview, I've decided.
He's, you know, made a career out of this.
Yeah. So. No, it's two interviews, really. Mm. Also, a lot of people pointing out that Prague's obviously in England now. I know, they don't know.
Exactly, yes.
Some strip joint in England. The Scott Mills Daily. Scott versus Chris. It's the last challenge today. I quite enjoyed it, you know. We've done everything from silencing coffee shops to the Carly Rae Jepsen challenge.
What's been your favourite one, do you think?
I did enjoy ordering off the menu stuff that wasn't there.
You like stealing food from Charlie Sloth?
I really enjoyed that as well.
That was a good video.
Good video up on the Radio 1 YouTube of that. So today it's the last challenge. You're going to hear it just after 8:30. And it's a little game that we played last night on BBC Three. I'm winning at the moment.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
On Tuesday's show, quite early on, we spoke to Jen Long, Radio 1 DJ and BBC Three announcer Jen Long. She's the one that you hear that goes, next on Three, Family Guy. Now, we spoke to her because, well, she was ringing up to complain a little bit, really, because she thought we'd been rude about her job. You made the mistake of saying on air to the whole world that being a continuity announcer, that's announcing the programmes, is easy.
Look, I don't mean to sound rude, but I honestly don't see why anyone couldn't do it. I know that. I don't mean to sound rude. I'm just saying, how hard is it to talk?
So it's just one of those things that you say in this small box here and don't realise that, like, people hear it a lot, including bosses of BBC Three. So emails went back and forth. That was on Tuesday's show. And we ended up being allowed to announce the programmes on BBC Three last night. Like, it's one of those things that you say and then it just happens.
And obviously, couldn't say no.
No, I mean, you
can't pass
up
that opportunity.
Yeah. So I don't know why they let us do it, but they did. We did like a takeover. So it was quite exciting. Last night, we went to the building where they do the one show. That was very, very impressive for you.
Oh, I loved it. You know, when you can look out, when you're watching the one show and you can see outside the windows there and you see a big courtyard thing, I was there waving away, desperately trying to get on the one show.
And I was like, look, I saw it. This is where Michael Bublé performed once on the one show in front of 10 BBC staff.
Really exciting day out.
It's just a small office that says one on it.
It was great to be there.
One. Anyway, so it's the same building, and it's also the same building where they announce on BBC One and BBC Two as well, and loads of other digital channels. So we're sat in a small room. There's a microphone, a little kind of desk with controls on. And in your headphones, in your ears, there's a man speaking a lot. And he does the countdowns and tells you how long you've got left to speak and tells you what's coming next, so you know what's going on. He's kind of like in control of it. That put you off a bit, didn't it?
Yeah, I wasn't so... I mean, I've never done this kind of thing before.
You were getting so stressed. He's like, he's talking really loud. He's counting in my ear. He's really talking loud. I'm like, that's his job. However, when we got there, this man I'm talking about buzzed through to us. There's like a little talkback thing where you can buzz through and say hello. And it comes through on a speaker. And he goes, hi guys, it's blah, blah, blah here. Just to let you know, I know it's your first time doing this tonight. It's my first time of doing this as well. I've never done this before in my life. I was like, okay. Not live, apparently. So, so that was good. And in a kind of fly-on-the-wall documentary style, there was a man following us around with a camera, and they caught things on camera that I don't really want to be seen by everybody.
Yeah, I think that's what we've got to point out as well, is that often with the announcements on some of these channels, it's pre-recorded.
Yeah.
So they have plenty of time, they can rehearse it. If it goes wrong, they re-record it.
Yeah, it's not often live. It's always live on BBC One and Two.
Yeah, but we were doing this live, so we only ever had one take, really. You know, you could practice it maybe, but, you know, at that point, the mics go up and then you're on.
So there's a kind of video which documents all of last night's blunders on the Radio 1 Facebook and Radio 1 Twitter right now. Please look at the sheer horror on our faces when we realise we've messed it up.
Mm.
Now, like I said, they were recording everything. The first thing that Chris had a concern with was sharing our microphone. We only had one mic between us.
How close are you, Manny?
Yeah.
Hi.
Who?
What if we kiss accidentally?
Right. So that was your main concern. What if we kiss accidentally?
It was a bit weird sharing a mic like close. That, wasn't it?
We were close. But we didn't. So here comes our big moment. If you didn't watch it last night, 7 o'clock, we are going live to the nation, the whole of the UK, on television, on BBC Three.
Ready?
Yeah, man.
Were we supposed to drop there?
You missed this one.
No one said anything.
I can't hear anything.
Literally no one said anything.
Oh, that's a strong start.
Right, so we missed the whole thing. Supposed to talk, didn't talk.
Well, it's because someone was meant to be in our ears talking. For some reason, we either didn't hear them or they didn't. Look, for whatever reason, there's about 9 links in total, isn't
yes.
there?
Yes. First and one, we missed our big chance.
And the first one was important because it was the one that would establish why we're there. You know,
yeah, you're supposed to say, hi, welcome, this is why we're here. We've got a load of good programmes for you tonight. Didn't say a word.
Yeah.
Like, I completely missed it.
You know, they Scott just showed, and Chris like, from Radio 1, all of that.
I was really annoyed, wasn't I?
Yeah, you weren't happy.
But I thought, okay, right, well, it's happened now. There's nothing you can do. It's live. You know, you've got to just carry on like nothing's happened.
Move on, because 2 minutes later, we got the next one, right?
Yeah, so they play a little trailer for another show. And then, I mean, the second link did go better. But that's just because the microphone was on this time. Do you want to hear our big opening moment after we missed the first one? Here it is.
Welcome to Three Roads. BBC Three today. 30 days in Peru, meeting the Brits locked up in jail on cocaine capital of the world.
Brilliant.
It couldn't have gone any worse.
So then people are tweeting me after, because I didn't know this at the time, but people are tweeting me going, you sound weird. Is my TV broken? You sound like Daleks. Brilliant.
We thought we'd done a good job. That's the thing, because all we did was talk at that point.
Our reactions when we hear that first bit back on the YouTube video are... It's probably the best video I've seen for a while. I'm not even joking. I know we tell you to go and see videos all the time. The reaction on your face when you hear what happened,
yeah.
when you hear that bit, when you hear it back, is brilliant.
At the time, I was really stressed, but looking back now, it's one of the funniest videos. If you're trying to find this right now, just type Chris Scott BBC Three into YouTube.
I was so annoyed. Anyway, so we got it together for the next bit. We had an hour of Top Gear, which I very much enjoyed. And then, so this is over the credits at the end of Top Gear.
Coming up next, Cocaine Capital of the World, an investigation by Stacey Dooley.
That's right. Her name's Stacey Dooley and she likes to investigate.
Mm.
My friend Chris here said it was easy to announce programme on TV. It's not.
It's really not. If you want to get involved, though, use the hashtag BBC3Takeover. Get involved.
Now that then we were too quiet now.
Sorry about the stumble in there as well. That was the bloke in the ear.
Well, he was just talking, going 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Mm.
Now, this next one I think is quite good. I think I was doing well because I am a consummate professional.
Right.
But then Chris went and spoiled it.
I want to give a big shout out to my mates watching Chinese Dave, Chango, Rear, and the Convict. Hello, lads.
Thanks for that. Just saying hi to your mates.
Yeah.
Enjoy this, the whatever's back.
Can we only get these?
Listen to the annoyance in my voice.
I love how disgusted you... Oh,
well done. Like, Chris, you do this all the time. It's like, don't say hello to your friends.
But
the whole
of
the UK could be watched. What?
You're on TV, you know?
Yes, but you've got... They've given us this job on television. You do it, like, You did it with the Jennifer Aniston thing as well. Oh, my mates are going to love this. It's ridiculous. Yes, but there's other people that will also watch it.
True.
Sorry, that came across a little bit
No,
harsh.
I know,
I'm
I
sorry.
Just, but you know when you're getting texts from your mates saying, give us a shout out, and you know, my mum was listening and stuff like that, she was heaping the pressure on.
But you did do a big shout out to Chinese Dave and the Convict on BBC Three.
I know, thinking about it.
And then we read some of your tweets out over the end of the Stacey Dooley documentary about Peru. Ian on Twitter thought Chris sounded like he was crying, and that was just at the end of Top Gear tonight.
I wasn't.
Ah, now this one went really, really, really well. Listen to this. Still to come tonight at 10, Russell Kane is live at the Electric. That's new.
This is new as well, Shop Life. I quite like this show, which is weird because I hate shopping.
Mm.
Abby wants a job in car sales, Tom wants to do his own musical, and Emma meets a celebrity stylist. Bosh.
With strong language, here's Shop Life. Yeah, smashed it.
I think the bosh was meant to be in my head. Do you know what I mean? Because you've got a lot to say.
Bosh. I think you were just pleased that you got to the end of it without anything going wrong. Bosh. And lol that we sneaked a shameless plug in as well. Listen.
Listen to the Radio 1 Breakfast Show tomorrow and hear again possibly the most cringe interview you've ever heard when Chris met Jennifer Aniston. They talk Ryan Gosling and strippers in Prague. The whole interview is on the Radio 1 website now and it's just gone onto the BBC 3 Twitter.
I did well there.
That was a good one.
Do you know why?
Because I wasn't involved.
That's right.
But saying that, well, I disagree actually because...
All right. People are saying, well, you do live stuff all the time. This is different. We just wang on here. We're being timed on this one. There's a man in our eye going, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. It's quite stressed. All right, time for the last one. So we're going into EastEnders.
Oh, this was my moment.
Now, you had a big plan here, didn't you?
My big plan was to, before EastEnders, because I initially wanted to do the drums, you know, the duff, 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 duff.
But then it's already on the beginning of the programme, so why would you do it twice?
So what I thought would be really clever, you know that song, Summer, 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 I thought I'd shout at the beginning of it, drums, please.
And then it would go, doo, doo, at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's hear how that went.
Next up, it's EastEnders, so drums, please.
Ready?
That was supposed to be smooth. He was like, the idea was that he would go, drums, please, and then the drums of EastEnders would kick in. The flipping trail.
This isn't EastEnders.
Yeah, well, that just didn't work, you idiot.
So what happened? I shouted, drums, please. There was an awkward silence, and it just went into to adverts for BBC Three shows.
So the drums, please, didn't work at all.
I shouted, drums, please, and
then it went into an advert about don't tell the bride.
Yeah. And I really gave it some on that as well. Do you know what I mean? A really...
Drums, please! Next week on Don't Tell the Bride.
It was awful.
Oh, what a load of fun. Right, so we actually also did a Scott versus Chris, the last one on BBC Three last night live. I'll explain all after 8:30. It was kind of a game of chicken on TV.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Lana Del Doom on Radio 1.
It's a new one.
Summertime sadness. Hey, you know I made a new friend last night when we were announcing the programmes on BBC Three?
Remind me.
Got her on the phone. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
How
do you remember
are you?
This, Chris?
Oh, my word. This is the lady that... You two swapped numbers and everything.
Yeah, we did. Hi, Emily.
Might be in there. Hi. How's
okay?
it going?
Yeah, really good. So I popped... Well, I was having a look around last night because I was quite interested. And Emily announces the programmes on BBC One.
Yeah.
Could you prove that, please? Could do your thing.
Oh, that's quite cringy.
Oh, go on,
we
please.
We want it, really.
Please. Listen to her voice. It's amazing.
What programme we got?
Can we do the news? The news?
Well, actually, funny you should mention that because it was a bit of a disaster nearly last night. So I'm more than happy to do the news.
Okay, we'll do it again and don't mess it up.
Oh, thanks. No pressure.
Okay.
Now on BBC One, the 10 o'clock news with Scott Mills.
Imagine that.
The telly!
Can you imagine? That'd be quite terrifying.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I didn't know it was you, okay, and you walked past us last night, and I heard you say something. I was like, who's that lady? She's got an incredible voice. Mm. And it turns out that's why. You've got your BBC One announcer, isn't it?
Oh, well, sure.
Emily, it couldn't have gone worse the beginning of our thing last night.
Oh, bless you guys. It was a little bit painful, wasn't it?
Yes. We sounded like Daleks.
You didn't sound you didn't sound your professional selves.
But
that's probably the kind way to say it.
How come that never happens to you?
Well, actually, it does happen to me. It does happen to all of us at
does
times.
It?
Does that make you feel a bit better?
Yeah, it makes
not
you feel
all
a
the
bit.
Time, obviously.
No. Okay. Well, thank you for speaking to us.
Nice. It's nice
to
say something else.
Wait, can you say something? Can you introduce Holmes Under the Hammer, please?
I'm like some sort of performing monkey.
Well, yeah. Can you do Holmes Under the Hammer on BBC One?
And don't get done.
No, not that one. Holmes Under the Hammer.
Now on BBC One, Holmes Under the Hammer with Chris Stark. You got one each now.
Thank you.
That's amazing. It is quite hard, your job, you know.
It is very hard.
It is hard.
Thanks for telling everyone.
Right, come and see us soon. Come and see the show.
I'd love to. Love
yes.
you, bye.
Love you, bye. It's our new friend off of BBC One.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's been a really good 2 weeks, though. Thanks, everyone, for getting involved. Mm. It's been really good to hear from you lot. Loads of good guests as well. Mark Wahlberg, Chloe Moretz. We had Amanda Seyfried. We had Rizzle Kicks. I'm trying to remember who else. Ollie Locke. McLovin a bit.
Can enjoy a bit of sleep next week, Scott.
A little bit. It'd be good, wouldn't it? But I've really, really enjoyed it.
It's been great fun.
Yeah. We've been doing these Scott versus Chris challenges for the last 2 weeks while we've been looking after the Radio 1 breakfast show. If you need a reminder of what we've done so far, we've silenced coffee shops, we've tried to hold in wheeze, we've had one-to-ones with the boss at Radio 1, we nicked chips off the plate of the best-looking fat guy in the universe.
We did that lift challenge, do you remember that one?
Yeah, up and down in the lift. We ordered stuff in a cafe that wasn't on the menu. And we asked people what their favourite pie filling was. A lot. Here's a quick reminder.
Scott versus Chris challenge 1.
Can I have a bolognese, please?
Is that spaghetti or penne, sir?
Yeah, spaghetti bolognese. Spaghetti. I'll use this one, right.
Is there anything else?
No.
That's it, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Scott wins challenge 2.
And your 14th favourite pie?
I don't actually know 14 different pies.
Can't think of a 28th.
No.
Everyone has a favourite 28th pie filling, yeah.
Maybe something like coconut, like chicken with coconut. I like that.
Chris wins.
Fair play.
Challenge 3.
Whose coffee shop goes the quietest after we've stood up and shouted what we want to say?
It's only 3 nipples! Well, that's because I'm in love with your brother!
Scott wins.
Yes.
Challenge 4.
The first person to go to the loo, we're drinking water, cups of water, like for like. But we're being honest with our bodies. Yeah. We've filled in a lot of forms.
Health
don't
safety,
try it at home.
Safety.
But if we do need to go, got to go now.
Okay. Really?
Yes, now.
Brilliant.
Chris wins.
Winning.
Challenge 5.
A small earpiece, discreetly hidden in the ear, that allowed each of us to give instructions into the other person's ear without the boss realising. Whose poll do I need to work my way up?
And in terms of me moving forward, how whose poll should I be greasing up?
1 minute 53, rubbish.
Because you are my favourite out of all the bosses, and there's many.
Ask him who's his favourite.
Who's your favourite?
Presenter.
Presenter.
You know, you're up there.
Am I? Top 3. I'm definitely in the top 3.
3 minutes and 6 seconds.
Scott wins.
Yeah.
Challenge 6.
And whoever gets the most calls on the answer phone wins.
Hi, Scott. It's Alex here. Gave me a number last night in Zante.
This is your slab. You dance like ballet dancer. Very pretty.
Scott wins. Challenge 7.
Where's all my chips gone?
Seriously.
Where's chips there? Seriously. Chris.
I only like 2. I only had 1 drink.
Where's my other bit of rib steak gone?
Chris wins. Challenge 8.
And the person that comes back up to the top after going down and up once with the least people in the lift wins.
Sorry, I've just had a bit of an accident. Do you mind just hanging on 1 minute?
Hi, would you mind if we rode this lift alone? Because we're just, it's our first date.
Chris wins. Challenge 9.
And we just decide to stand up in the cinema and announce stuff.
On this screen is Bravo Alpha Papa.
Don't forget popcorn, soft drinks, tasty nachos, all available in the foyer.
Scott wins.
Yeah, 5-4 to me. I'm winning.
So you win this one, right? If you win this, you win. If I win this one, it's a draw. It's a bit like the Ashes.
What do we do on a draw?
I don't know. I suppose we do it again. That's another time. And
maybe we do one next week if it's a draw.
Yeah, maybe do it in the afternoons or something.
Yeah. So our final challenge was a kind of game of vocal chicken last night on BBC Three. You'll hear it next.
Scott versus Chris. Challenge 10.
So it's the last one. It's last Scott versus Chris today. And we did it last night live on BBC Three. So the idea of this is who gets the last word in before the programme starts. We have absolutely no control over when these programmes are going to start when we're announcing the shows on BBC Three. They just happen. And there's a man in your ears counting you down to the programme. Once he hits 0, the programme will just start. If you're still talking, You're off.
So we obviously didn't tell them about this. We, right. You know, we sort of know roughly what we were going to say on each link, kind of roughly, because we needed to tell them, because we needed to, like, they needed certain information to be said and stuff like that. So we had to write some things out. This one, we just said, can we just leave this to us?
So our mission is to each of us try and get the last word spoken before the programme starts. So, we're on BBC Three, live last night, and here's what happened.
Right, that's almost it tonight, so let us know how we've done on Twitter, at BBC3, with the hashtag BBC3Takeover. Now time for some brilliant new comedy, with strong language and adult humour, hosted by Russell Kane, live at The Electric.
So I've said everything I need to say.
Yeah.
And now it's a game of chicken. Who gets the last word? Listen.
Hosted by Russell Kane, live at The Electric.
On BBC Three.
Now.
Kane.
Ready.
Go on, pigs.
What?
Who won that? Was that me?
Can I hear that again?
Hosted by Russell Kane, live at The Electric.
On BBC Three.
Now.
Kane.
Ready.
Go on, pigs. Oh, you get yours away, though.
I can't hear it.
Right at the end there.
Am I on at the end?
You are, yeah.
What do I say? I can't even hear it. Because the noise of the next programme starts. I think I go, Scott and Chris.
You do technically say something.
Yeah, are you, but can you hear me, though? I mean, you can hear my voice.
Yeah.
But have I won?
I don't know. I think we almost need some kind of steward's inquiry on
right,
that one.
Can someone text us on 81199 and you can be our independent adjudicator? And let us know who won that one.
So, I mean, if I do win this challenge, it's with the words, go on pigs.
Yes,
on
it
BBC
is.
BBC Three.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think, do you know what? And I want to be honest here. I think you've got this.
Okay, well, let us know. 81199, what do you think? So, it was a game of chicken on BBC Three last night. And we're going to decide now who wins. We're not going to decide it. We've got a listener to decide it. Hello, who's that?
Hi, it's Nathan.
Hi, Nathan, where are you?
In Ipswich.
Okay, how old are you and what are you doing today?
30, and I'm day off today.
Oh, sweet. Okay. So, I'll play it to you once more. It was our game of chicken last night on BBC Three.
Live at The Electric.
On BBC Three.
Now.
Keen.
Ready.
Go on, pigs.
Okay, it's 5-4 to me at the moment. But who won on Scott versus Chris, do you think, Nath?
Okay, sorry, Scott, it was definitely Chris on that one.
Why? Yes.
Why? We could hear him, could hear all of what he said. Couldn't hear you, sorry, mate.
I guess the programme had started, hadn't it?
Yeah.
And even though technically I did speak, in a game of chicken, I would have been run over.
You would have been hit, indeed.
So, yeah, it's like a foul, isn't it? Like, because yeah. the programme had started.
I think the key was it was to fit it in before the end, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, the last word before the programme starts, so yeah. Not talking over the intro, so I'll let you have that.
Brilliant. So, sorry, disappointing draw over.
Yeah, I hate a draw. It's really boring.
What we'll do is we'll sort it out in the afternoons next week. We'll
we'll sort it out. We'll sort it out.
There you go.
Yeah,
sure. Driving.
Sorry about that for...
what?
Sorry about that for everybody listening, because everyone hates a draw. Thanks, Nate. Have a good day.
All right, thank you. And
love you, bye. Oh, I so wanted to win that. I was determined.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Scott here.
What's the deal now? I mean, we've sort of done breakfast. Are we on brunch?
Does
this mean I get more food?
Let's do brunch. Let's get more teas in. Get some more foods. Right, so we're still on. Sarah Cox will be here soon-ish. Nick from Manchester says, are you all on all day now? Don't think so. Sarah will be here soon. Also, Rachel West on Twitter. Hello. Mark and Hannah listening this morning. And Fiona, who literally has just watched the Jennifer Aniston video and is speechless. I know. The thing that most people seem to be picking up on is the incident in Prague with the ladies who dance for you while you had a steak meal.
Yeah, it was great to be able to share that with her, though.
Yeah, and she loved it. She wasn't fazed by it at all. It's on the Radio 1 YouTube. So, coming up on Sarah's show today, we'll launch the hashtag in a minute, because she's not here, so I'm going to launch it. That'll be next, after the next song. Hugh's hottest record, Hugh Stevens, from last night. We'll give that a little spin. Bums, tums and mums. Love Sarah Cox's mum, Jackie.
Sounds like a Channel 3 show, that. BBC 3.
It probably has been already.
Bums, Mums and Tums.
Bums, Tums and Mums.
On 3.
That's coming up. I'm Scott Mills. Sarah Cox is on her way. I feel a bit sick now.
Why?
Don't know, I just feel a bit sick. I don't know why. It'll pass, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's not that song or anything. Just, you know, you just feel a little bit like...
Well, crack on, Mills, you know.
Do you know what I mean?
Are you...
No, I'm good. I'm going to launch the hashtag now, Sarah's hashtag. So we do this quite often on a Friday, just to see what you're up to, what your plans are. So today's hashtag... I got a feeling. Hashtag, I got a feeling, but with no G.
You've just said that you feel sick.
I've got a feeling I'm going to vomit. That's my one.
Well, that's appalling. That's not the point of this at all. They're usually
just saying how I feel
positive,
and what's going on.
You know, good things that are happening at the weekend.
Yes, but if I do vomit, then my hashtag was correct.
You've kicked off with, I got a feeling I might vomit.
Okay, well, I've got some more. I got a feeling. This is from Cookie Monster on Twitter. The script are going to be amazing at V-Fest.
Could be.
They might be. Ange in Hartlepool's been on. She's got a feeling the weekend is going to be mainly laughing and fizz.
Yeah.
And Tom, I got a feeling that I'll see you all at V Festival later. It's like from early on this morning, we're getting a lot of people on their way. Maybe you're in the queue to get in now. I'm going to go on Sunday. I'm saying that the weather's not going to be a patch on what it was last year.
Do you know what? This might be my first camping experience this weekend.
Are you going to camp, are you?
Well, debating it, yeah.
Wow, good luck with that.
Really?
I'm saying the outfit is going to be wellies and shorts.
I've got shorts. I haven't got wellies and I haven't got a tent, but I'm trying to work on both.
Yeah, thanks, Sarah Cox. We're going to go shopping, actually, for wellies after this, but then, yeah, that didn't happen.
I got a feeling I'm going to win the lottery tomorrow night.
You won't.
I've got a feeling, though.
There's more chance of a frozen block of urine landing on your head, and that's fact.
That's not fact.
That is fact. Look it up.
That is fact. Can you imagine if that
You've
was the
You've got more
prize?
Chance of we landing on you from high above than the lottery being won by you.
Can you imagine if you presented a show like you do the lottery where that was the actual...
Oh, no, I present it, don't I?
Like, there should
I mean, no,
be
it
one.
Could be you. Oh, this has gone really wrong, hasn't it? I'm not going to be off the lottery now.
No, I like this.
I've just sealed my fate.
You've given me
I've
a
just
great...
told people there's more chance of frozen wee landing on their head than winning the lottery. Good luck, everyone.
They won't put that in the advert.
That's absolutely
fine.
Not true. You're very likely to win, and it's on tomorrow night on BBC One.
And if you don't, there's equal chance you'll get hit on the head by a frozen block of urine.
And maybe it's an equal chance.
Good. Well, this has worked out well.
But hang
I've
on.
Got a feeling that you're going to lose your job.
Come on, how many times have you dodged a block of urine falling from the sky? I know I have. So that's today's hashtag. It's going really well, this. Hashtag, I got a feeling. You can tweet at BBCR1 or text 81199. I need to get off the air immediately. Our hashtag this morning is, I got a feeling. I'm not going to speak any more about mine. Lauren Kirkman, hi Lauren, says, I got a feeling this weekend's going to be a big one out for Chloe Marsh's 20th birthday. Whoop! Joseph in Tunbridge Wales, I got a feeling that I'm going to be driving all day. Just passed my test. That's a brilliant feeling when you pass for the first time. You just want to go on a drive for a long time.
Yes.
Oh, I can go up this road. Look, I can now go on the M4. This is brilliant.
I got a feeling you're going to be going straight to a drive-thru.
Yes.
That's where you need to go.
Yeah, one of the first things you've got to do. Go up to the window, past the second window, there's never anyone there. And then third window, get your stuff. It's well good. Melanie, I got a feeling the weave might be making a comeback. I just don't know. Lydia says, I got a feeling I'm going to break down when I see Beyonce. I almost broke down when I saw her once. It's just overwhelming.
Where did you see her?
A concert.
Oh, sorry, I thought...
She wasn't getting the bus or anything.
I thought she was, like, hitchhiking.
She wasn't on the 210 to Finsbury Park.
I just had an image of Beyonce on the side of a road with her thumb out, you driving past, breaking down.
No, she's, like, when she was about to go on stage, got a bit overwhelmed.
Really?
And Will said, yeah, you do, like, you're in the presence of greatness. Will says, I got a feeling I might not pull through from this results day hangover. That's happening a lot today. A lot of people waking up go, oof, after celebrating their A and AS level results yesterday.
You will.
You'll be fine, you'll be fine. But our hashtag this morning is, I got a feeling. Without the G, please. Black Eyed Peas style. I got a feeling. Just to let you and everyone else know what you're up to this weekend on 8199, Twitter at BBCR1. Izzy in Surrey has been on. I got a feeling my room will never be clean. Still haven't unpacked from travelling and need to pack for road trip to Brighton this weekend. Just been travelling, huh?
You're just finding yourself, yeah?
Just finding yourself, just at a campsite, maybe, yeah, like braids, a bit of chang.
Just chill out, yeah?
Got some henna tattoos, yeah?
Just find yourself.
Yeah, and some fisherman's trousers, yeah?
And just...
For 500 baht.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, good luck with your road trip this weekend. Clean out your case before, because that's going to be rank.
I know it's long, but you just got to do it. You could do it in 10 minutes if you really try.
I hate packing. I got a feeling I'm going to poo myself if I don't get to the services quick. Thanks for that information, Ross.
Good luck.
I got a feeling tonight with the family is going to be amazing. Seeing people I haven't seen for 14 years. That's Marley. And Lois says, I got a feeling I'm going to party like it's my birthday. I'm 19 tomorrow. Happy birthday. Oh, this is a good one. Ed, I got a feeling that I've forgotten spare pants for V-Fest. It's all fine. Just make them do another day. Like, what, two-day festival? We've all done it.
Spare pants the festival. I didn't think of that.
Are you writing that down?
Might as well.
But, like... I mean, how many days have you made pants good for? Let's be honest. Come on.
Honestly?
Let's talk about it.
Honestly? Yeah. I mean...
How many days?
Well, this one's like, I can't remember the situation, but... I don't want to make this... Yeah, I obviously don't want to make this sound like this is a regular occurrence, but yeah, come on, if we're honest, we've spun it out for...
How long?
You know, like 3 or 4.
No. Well, I wasn't going to say that at all.
Hours, I meant.
3 or 4 days?
Hours. You know, I'm uber clean.
Can I go around all the other boys in the room? How many days?
Two.
How many days? Two max. That's what I'm saying.
Liars.
Three or four.
I guarantee at some point in your life you wore your pants for more than 3 days.
That is Ming.
It is Ming, but I'm saying desperate times.
Turn them inside out. It's fine, Ed.
Who does that? That's weird. I always hear that as advice. Like, you can make them last twice as long by turning them inside out. It's like, no... That surely doesn't work.
Well, make some kind of fresher next to your skin, I think. I think that's the idea. I don't know. I'm talking nonsense. Been up for a while now. Hi, Stacey.
Hello.
Where are you?
I'm in Bristol.
Our hashtag today is hashtag I got a feeling. What's yours?
I finally found romance thanks to an online dating site.
You think you found romance?
Yeah.
Online?
Online.
Get
big
in.
Up.
So, have you met him yet?
I have.
Because some people, I've seen programmes about this, normally on Channel 4, where they have whole relationships with them, but then it's like, well, no, we haven't met yet. It's like, we're in love. What?
No, we've been seeing each other for quite a while now.
Whoa. How long?
It's official. Just over a month, almost 2 months.
And what uniform does he wear?
Sorry?
Uniform dating, yeah?
No, not uniform dating.
That's a weird website, isn't it?
Were you the one who likes uniform or works in uniform?
You don't have to be in a uniform, but you can just like people that are.
It's ridiculous.
What? That confuses me every time that's on.
That's anyone.
What's his name?
I don't know if I should say.
All right. Okay.
Okay. When you met up, when you first met up, did you have to do one of those, like, say what you were wearing sort of thing? Like, do you know what I mean? Like... Wear a top hat or something to stand out so he knew who you were?
No, he told me where he was so I could decide whether I wanted to walk up to him or run the opposite way.
Oh, I like those ones because you've always got the get out clause, haven't you? You can see them, but you're like,
yeah.
No deal.
No, I'm out. When was the last time you ever heard of anyone wearing a top hat?
Never.
No, exactly.
And also, if I did turn up and let's say I was meeting you for the first time and you were wearing a top hat, I would probably no deal at that because it would be a bit odd, wouldn't it?
Because you're wearing a top hat.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, best of luck for the weekend.
Thank you.
Are you doing anything nice with him?
Yeah, we're meeting up on Sunday.
Going to take him out the Downs?
Pardon? What?
The Downs.
The Downs.
The Downs.
The Downs. Where's Clifton, isn't it?
Oh.
Clifton.
Where are you going to take him?
In Bristol.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where else?
At White Ladies.
Up White Ladies, maybe go down... Go down the galleries. Okay, yeah. Good. Have a good weekend, Stacey.
And you, bye.
Love you, bye. Hi, Sophie.
Hello.
What's your I got a feeling?
I've got a feeling that I'm going to have the best weekend because I've got my hen do this weekend.
Yes.
In
where are you going?
Bournemouth.
Oh, I went to a stag do there once. It was epic.
Was it rowdy?
It
was quite rowdy. What have you got planned? Or you don't know, do you?
I don't have a clue. All I've been told is that to pack a pair of shorts. So, yeah, don't have a clue.
Dress code?
Well, tonight I think it's pink, black and white theme.
Oh.
Yeah.
It sounds quite a classy one.
Yes, my best friend Soph planned it, and she said, I promise I will give you a classy hen do.
Yeah, it sounds...
They all say that. No, I've heard about this, Scott. They all say that.
No, it sounds like it's going to be like a nice spa day or something.
No, it never happens.
But then it'll end up being L plates and willy straws,
yes,
won't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So who are you marrying?
Ross.
And how long have you been together with Ross?
About 6.5 years.
Okay, and when are you getting married?
20th of September, so 5 weeks today.
Oh, that's congratulations, exciting. That's really exciting.
Out of interest, has he done his stag do already, or...?
No, he has got that the beginning of September.
Right.
How you feeling about
weekend
that?
Weekend in Butlins.
Yes, the Butlins!
At least it's confined. Do you know what? It's good doing it there, you know, where there's walls and everything like that. You can't get too far away.
They can't lose each other.
No, exactly.
Thank you, love you, bye!
Thank you. Bye. The
Scott Mills Daily. I want to talk about bums, tums and mums. Have you heard about this? So Sarah, I know she's been telling you this week, got a personal trainer over to her place the other day.
Mm.
And her mum, Jackie, was there and all. And they did some exercise together. Now, I've never exercised with my mum. Have you? I found it a bit weird.
No.
Was your mum any good at it?
She likes her exercise, but I just don't want to watch.
Yeah. Although, randomly, recently, when I was in a pub, I don't know how we got onto this, but my mum was there, and she revealed that she can still touch her toes.
Yeah.
And a lot of my mates couldn't. She was well proud of it.
Mm.
My mum's 60. Some of my friends, not so much.
It is weird, that,
like,
isn't it?
Half her age couldn't do it.
Well, I can't touch my toes.
Well, Sandra was very impressed
with
herself. Anyway, Jackie and Sarah had a great session together. And they're just putting it out there, you know, is there a market for an exercise video like this? So they made an ad just to see if people took to it. And here it is.
From the team who brought you Squat's the Problem and Hit the Decking, a brand new DVD, an exercise for nommy mum. Bums, Tums and Mums with top DJ Sarah Cox and her mum, Jackie.
Oh, flipping heck, I'm aching.
Want to banish the bulge from barbecue season? Do it with this unique set of exercises.
Crunches, lunges, squats, sideways joggy things.
Oh, I'm aching in places I didn't know I had.
Feel great, look great. What's her secret?
It's Bums, Tums and Mums.
Bums, Tums and Mums, it's great.
You may not banish the bulge and makers cannot be responsible for you feeling great or looking great. DVD may cause nausea, boredom, cynicism and in some extreme cases, wind.
I'm obsessed with Sarah Cox's mum.
Mm.
They should present together, I think.
Oh, flipping heck, I'm aching.
So we've got more developments on Bums, Tums and Mums with Sarah a little later on.
This is BBC Radio.
Oh, flipping heck, I'm aching.
So that was Friday's breakfast show. We are back on our normal show, 1 till 4, Monday afternoon. And because it messed up a bit earlier in the week, we'll have McLovin Innuendo Bingo for you at 1:45.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio.